Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves. And I have a really fun guest joining us today. This is John Wyckoff. He is president of Pet Partners, who is the provider of AKC Pet Insurance. And so welcome, John. I'm really excited to have you join us here.
I'm very excited to be here as well.
Excellent. So we like to talk about the 411, right? So in this case, I think we're going to do the 411 of how AKC Pet Insurance came to be.
Yeah, absolutely. AKC Pet Insurance has existed since about 2002. We were one of the first pet insurance providers in the United States and have been providing pet insurance to dogs and cats. We started back in the 1980s in Great Britain when Sir John Spurling created a health insurance company exclusively for the Kennel Club over in the UK.
Oh, wow.
Pet Partners provided health insurance to dogs and puppies in the United Kingdom for about two decades before arriving to the U.S. in 2002. So back in March 2017, Pet Partners was acquired by a company called the IHC Group to add to their growing pet health division. We've been continuing to add new products in the pet insurance space, specifically catered for the AKC market, because that is our bread and butter of where we focus. That's just how we came to be.
I think that's very cool. I think that's excellent. And so talk to us about pet insurance, right? I mean, like, people health insurance is one of the hottest topics in the national discussion right now, right? I mean, the conversation about insurance is huge, and there's a lot of people in this country that don't have health insurance. So why should our dogs have health insurance, right?
Yeah, it's so expensive on the people insurance side, right? And that's the challenge, is our dogs and cats, they're capable of receiving the same medical treatment that you and I are. You know, they have MRI machines. Anything you and I can get done at a doctor's office or a hospital is virtually available for our dogs and cats.
Right.
And so keeping the cost of our pet health care down so it doesn't reach the levels of our health care is an important topic, and thus keeping down pet insurance premiums so that we're not paying outrageous premiums for our pets as well.
Right.
So it's important to have pet insurance because I just don't think many people realize how expensive some procedures can be.
Yeah.
I know I certainly have been shocked seeing a few here and there. I mean, just a foreign body ingestion, you would think that would be a fairly simple procedure, but, you know, those are going to start at $1,000, go up to $3,000, $6,000, depending on the complexity of what was ingested and the specific situation. And then, you know, cancer treatments.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very common condition in dogs, and those cost tens of thousands of dollars at times. Chemotherapy,
right,
that's available. They're doing it, you know, and like I said, all of the treatment options that are available to you and I are also available to our pets.
Right. And I think that's part of, you know, some of the amazing advances in healthcare for our pets is what brings some of this around.
It is. But because of that, we as people get very attached to our pets and treat them as family. And then when a serious condition comes around, you know, how are you going to pay for it?
Right.
Typically, the option is euthanasia. There's a term in the industry that's referred to as economic euthanasia, and it's about how much money is an owner willing to spend before the option goes to euthanasia.
Right.
And sadly, for a lot of people, it's not a lot. And some people, I've seen people, my neighbors emptied their son's college fund to pay for their dachshunds. I think it was IVDD it had. It was about $20,000.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, so it can be very costly, and so having pet insurance ahead of time allows you to avoid that big financial burden when something occurs later in your pet's life.
Right.
You know, a lot of people have the incorrect notion that if, you know, I buy pet insurance, that I'm going to get back an investment or a return, and that's not the case with any insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't buy insurance expecting to make money off of it.
Right.
You buy insurance to share the risk of certain conditions that may occur with you or your dog or your car or your house.
Right.
And you hope that you never have these scenarios. But if you do, you have insurance there to cover the catastrophic costs.
So absolutely, catastrophic costs are a thing. We've seen them. We've all seen them. So give us an idea. Tell us some of the basics about pet insurance. How does it work for our dogs, right? I mean, most of the plans I've seen are kind of similar to what you'd think of as human people insurance. Pick a plan, pick a deductible like that.
Yeah, pet insurance is very similar to human insurance, with the major difference being that there are no networks. So you can see any vet. You know, different companies may have slightly different rules for AKC pet insurance. It's any licensed veterinarian in the U.S. or Canada.
Okay.
Once enrolled in a pet insurance policy, pet owners can visit their veterinarian, they pay as usual, and then submit a claim to the pet insurance provider for reimbursement of eligible items.
Right.
So it works pretty much the same way as human insurance. So AKC pet insurance has a very customizable product where you can choose your own levels of coverage. You can buy just the basic coverage. You can choose add-ons to add additional coverage to that policy. You can choose different levels of deductibles.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a very comprehensive plan and premium's not an issue, you might want to choose a very low deductible. But if you're like me and, you know, I don't mind taking care of the $100, $200 bill here and there at the vet,
mm-hmm.
it's the $10,000, $20,000
right.
catastrophic cancer that I'm worried about. So I'll choose a $1,000 deductible and have a lower premium, knowing that, you know, if a $10,000 bill came up, I'm going to be responsible for meeting that $1,000 deductible. And then we also have co-insurance options. So all the same things you see in human health are available in pet insurance products as well.
Wow. Very cool. And so pet insurance is definitely, you know, we see the need for it. We see how it works. So for my listeners, right, a lot of us are breeders. What does AKC offer in that area that would give a breeder a benefit?
Yeah, so AKC Pet Insurance has a program designed to work with breeders one-on-one to show the benefits of AKC Pet Insurance and the different programs offered. For example, there is a 30-day pet insurance certificate that dogs who are registered with the AKC receive upon completing that registration in all states but California. California is the only state where that program is not available. If the dog's going to reside in California, if you're a breeder in California and your dog's going to another state, it's eligible.
Interesting.
So this program allows a new puppy owner to have coverage when they go home. And for the next 30 days, if anything were to happen to that dog, within a couple day waiting period and eligibility restrictions, of course. But basically, it will cover items to help that pet owner cover the costs that may arise from any veterinary bills. So, for example, it covers $500 per incident. So if the dog went home and started vomiting or having diarrhea, like what is
right.
common in a new environment, and they take it to the vet, they would be eligible for coverage to being reimbursed for that bill. So as a breeder, you have an extra benefit to add to be able to hopefully sell someone who might be looking at another kennel that's down the street or in mm-hmm. another state. So we work with these breeders to help show them these values and how to make their potential customers aware of the added benefit of buying puppies from them.
Sure.
And giving the breeder a little more peace of mind as well that the dog is having some extra coverage when it goes home and leaves their kennel.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hang tight, guys. Got a little bit of information for you. We'll be right back to the podcast in a minute. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Yeah, I know. I promised I was never going to sing again. But I'm saying our new audiobook is available now. Whoop, yeah. Pure Dog Talks, How to Stack Your Dog and Other Important Talks is a 2-CD set featuring early mentoring episodes from the podcast, tips, and previously unrecorded pep talks. This is a power-packed opportunity for folks who don't want to search our exhaustive 260-some-odd episode library for just the topic they're looking for. This 2-hour series is a great resource for breeders and mentors, 4-H leaders, anybody that's looking for a straight line trajectory from what kind of dog should I get to raising a show dog, how to stack and move with your dog, to counting championship points for your new dog. Super easy to purchase. Just drop PayPal $25 a book to Laura at puredogtalk.com. And make sure audiobook is in the comments and that your mailing address is included. Because shipping is free, that's on me, and I'll have it to you in just a few days. Breeder and mentor bundles are available. I'll give you a 10% discount on 5 or more, and this is a very limited print run. So get your order in today. May not be here tomorrow. Talk to us a little bit. One of the things that a lot of us struggle with is we're dog breeders, right? We don't have a lot of money, right? And so I hear this, you know, I would love to have insurance on my animal, but I don't want to have insurance for breeding the dog if the dog isn't pregnant, you know, stuff like that. Can you talk to us a little bit, just kind of give people a basic understanding of insurance in general so that they can understand why that's not really a great option?
Yeah. So I want to go back to actually what you were saying about insurance specifically on breeding or pregnancy.
Right.
Because I think it's a good example. If your dog is pregnant and you take out a policy and that policy was to cover that, it wouldn't cover it because that would be pre-existing.
Right. See, even in dogs, there's a fight about pre-existing conditions, man.
Yes. You know, but that kind of scenario would create a guaranteed loss to the insurer. And if the insurer, you know, was in the business of doing that, they wouldn't be in business very long.
Right.
Because the way that insurance works is you buy insurance to reduce your risks if a catastrophic event or any type of loss occurred, of how much you're going to be out of pocket for that. And the insurer has to price their product based on what the risks are on each individual product and each individual, in this case, dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you have the option of, okay, well, maybe we could create a breeding insurance program.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's a very tough product for an insurance company to create because why would you buy it if you're not planning on breeding your dog? So if you buy it, it's still now an almost guaranteed loss to the insurer. So the cost is just going to be extremely high.
Okay. So talking about cost, can you give us any kind of a, so I have a 2-year-old German wire hair pointer. And I live in Oregon, and I want to have a $500 deductible. Is there kind of a range? Can you give people an idea? I'm going to pay $20 a month or I'm going to pay $100 a month, right?
Yes. There's a number of factors that go into cost, age, breed, where in the country you're located, and what deductible you choose. So the best thing for you to do would be to go to akcpetinsurance.com. You can click get a quote. You'll enter your dog's name, the breed, your zip code, and a couple of simple questions, and then it will present you with a price.
Okay.
And from there, you can actually adjust your deductible and annual limit if you choose to have an annual limit or go unlimited. And then you can also choose different options like adding exam care or wellness products.
Mm-hmm.
And it updates the price and gives you an immediate quote for what your specific premium would be.
Okay. All right. So that seems like a handy tool for people to be able to kind of check that out for themselves.
Absolutely. And then, you know, another option is we have a customer service team here that is very, very passionate about animals, pets of all kinds, and would love to spend any amount of time with anyone discussing the various different options and premiums that are available.
Excellent. So, John, is there a specific way they can connect with AKC Pet Insurance if they're looking for coverage for a breeding program or anything like that?
Yeah, certainly. Just go to www.akcpetinsurance.com/breeders. That'll be our breeder support program page. There you can find out more information on the services we offer to breeders and contact information directly to our dedicated breeder support specialist.
Okay.
Where you can call her and talk about your specific situation and get a little one-on-one assistance on the different benefits we offer.
Excellent. Okay, well, we will make sure there's a link for that on the blog post. And I appreciate you very much joining us. I know you're a busy guy. So.
My pleasure.
Thanks so much. As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to Laura at puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the super's desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.